All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm just going to go ahead and read. It's not too long, and I think it's really good. I think it really sets last week. I'm going to read Benjamin's Assignment. It's pretty short, but it really puts it to the point of the concept of inconvenience of teaching God. And Benjamin puts it this way. When we are faced with an inconvenient situation throughout the week, we're having a horrible day, we injure ourselves, we're feeling like we're being overwhelmed, and we need only to talk and look at what Jesus did at Calvary. As a noun, inconvenience means trouble or difficulty caused to one's personal requirements or comfort. Jesus was inconvenienced past a point that we all ever see, yet he did it freely of his own will. Leading up to the crucifixion, Jesus wept blood on account of the extreme inconvenience that was his to deal with. Before that, Jesus lived a life with no home and no belongings. That sure is an inconvenient way to live. God's will is highly inconvenient. And he goes on. And I just wanted to read that on because I think, doesn't that set it in place? The inconvenience is, look what Jesus had to do to teach God to us. We are very inconvenient to God, and yet we try to say he's inconvenient to our lives. And you think about it. What was inconvenient in my life? Inconvenience was not paying my payroll taxes. Inconvenience was not paying attention, allowing somebody to steal money from me. Inconvenient was a whole lot of things. But what it wasn't was doing things correctly. It's not really all that inconvenient when you think about it. And it happens to pay very well. And then the other thing that really made me think about this week, just in light of that, is everyone's watching. You know, as CEOs, people know who we are, our employees, our customers, they watch us, they look, and they're watching. And everything we say means something. And in our lives, everything we do, how we react to situations, it's going to speak so loud and to so many people. And, so just to make those choices every day to do things correctly, you know, Jesus says in John 16:33, Benjamin put that verse at the end. He says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. So Jesus has done it for us. All we have to do is just rely on and trust in him day in and day out. So now, today we're going into chapter, I think it's 42, situational awareness. And isn't that the crux of Jesus' life? Situational awareness. When you think of every situation, he was aware of what's going on. He was aware of what needed to be said. And he knew exactly how to give the truth to the right person at precisely the right time. Let's pray as we go into this time. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together. We thank you that we can take the time to gather on a Wednesday morning to consider these things, to consider what it means to walk with you, to have a life that's engaged with you, and to be a testimony and a witness to those all around us in every aspect, in every area of our home, of our lives, our homes, our families, our kids, our adult kids, our employees, so many. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. There we go. Got, yes, it will. Got to unmute. Pat was closing there, I wrote the following. It says, you know, God's going to teach us to know the animal. We have to know who we are, who we're dealing with, where we are, every situation. And then it made me think about Samson, because what do? We got to stay close. Samson, if you read the story, he thought he knew who he was dealing with. But ultimately, he was just an arrogant fool. And he learned hard lessons. Just go read the story of Samson in the book of Judges. And then you look at Paul. Now, God intervened in Paul's life. And then once that happened, he was resolute in everything. And he knew, if you read the book of Acts, you see Paul, and he knew who he was dealing with in each and every situation. He stayed close to God. And then you see, and what does it say there? I think in 1 Thessalonians 5, I think it is, he says, pray without ceasing. Because that's how he walked. He walked in that manner. So he knew how to, he stayed close. He stayed close. You know, it says in Psalm 28, it says, blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. And then it's verse 7 says this, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults. With my song, I give thanks to him. He stays close. We stay close. And that's the key. You know, we face things every day. Every day. This world is crazy. It's crazy. Especially with all the technology today. And yet, we stay close. He gives direction. We follow. He leads. He leads. We follow. He goes. We stay close as we can, right behind on his heels, going where he's leading us. And he gives us wisdom and discretion at every turn. Anyway, let's pray as we get back into the rest of the day of what he has for us today. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for maybe a short time, quick lesson, and yet very, very, very practical into our lives and our businesses every day. As we're always saying, everything is everything. And we see it, Lord, one little slip here and there, and things happen. We see it, and it happens. And we're out trying to take care of what happened to us. But it's also because, Lord, it's just staying close, listening to your promptings of your Holy Spirit and to the promptings of how you are directing our lives and being aware of what's going on. We thank you for this morning. We commit our hearts and lives to you as we get back to the list today. And we thank you that we have a list. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.